On a sunny day in October, an excavator is digging into a layer of sand and cranberry plants along the Childs River near the border of Falmouth and Mashpee. Tree stumps are scattered about and channels of water are diverted around upturned dirt piles. It looks like a construction site, but Gary Anderson, a member of the Falmouth Rod and Gun Club, sees something else. He sees what he's hoping will become a pristine piece of nature.
We are creating wildlife and fish habitat.
About a century ago, the Childs River was diverted through two cranberry bogs here for irrigation. Neither of the bogs have been farmed for years. Now, Anderson and the club have teamed up with several government agencies and nonprofits to return the river to the free-flowing stream that it once was.
If you create the habitat, you're going to create and help to foster a renewable resource. Not just the fish, but the ducks, the deer, the pheasants, all of the wildlife that we have out here. The spring peepers that you hear in the spring, they are going to love this area.
But to get there is not as simple as just letting nature take its course.
The river itself, because this was farmed, it would not have gone back to normal. And so sometimes nature needs a helping hand, and that's what we're doing.
And a project like this is not cheap.
You know, this is a $2 million project.
That's April Wopes with the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, a nonprofit that's involved in the project. Wopes says that construction crews have to pull back a foot-deep layer of sand that has kept some native species like Atlantic white cedar from growing. They also have to introduce curves and shaded areas to the river to make it more inviting for fish, like brook trout. And she says the cranberry bogs need to be restored sooner than later.
The longer you leave them sit there, the more work it takes to return them to a natural wetland. You know, the longer they've sat, retired, and abandoned, the more trees that are growing up in that dry surface.
Restoring bogs isn't just about helping fish and wildlife. Restored wetlands can remove nitrogen pollution from groundwater. Officials in Harwich and Barnstable are looking at bog restoration projects that could save taxpayers money on sewers. Chatham officials have identified a bog restoration project that could help the town adapt to sea level rise and offer protection from storm surge. There are also projects in various stages in Wareham, Mashpee, and other Cape towns. Many of them have been inspired in part by a restoration effort in East Falmouth.
You see the area up there where there are a lot of pines? That's a bog that we've just let go.
The town's Conservation Commission, under the direction of Betsy Gladfelter, has overseen a long project to restore the Coonamesset River.
So I've been all over the world birdwatching all different kinds of habitats, and knowing that a lot of those areas have been destroyed now, the opportunity to actually improve habitat in an area where I live is really special to me.
Gladfelter is standing on a wooden boardwalk that spans the Coonamesset and part of the newly restored marsh. Just 2 years ago, the place looked something like the Childs River, with excavators ripping back the old bogs. Now, Atlantic white cedars are starting to pop up. Marsh grasses have taken hold. Fish species are coming back, too. Gladfelter says she gives tours to other Cape officials eager to learn about the restoration effort. And she says that she's excited to see other towns catching on.
The Cape is such a special place anyway. And to be able to not only preserve habitat, but also to restore habitat, it's really exciting. And it's important for the future.
As the cranberry industry winds down, thousands more acres of bogs are going dormant. For these conservationists, they represent a rare opportunity to return the land to what it was before the industry put its iconic stamp on Cape Cod. In East Falmouth, I'm Sam Houghton for CAI.